Hello and welcome to the first Marketing Geekly podcast. This week I'm going to take a look at how digital channels can influence the future of direct marketing. When I was reading a recent edition of Marketing Magazine, I came across one of the most insightful campaigns I've seen in years. The article, written by Kim Benjamin, discussed the use of direct marketing across a number of different brands. I know direct marketing isn't exactly the sexiest element of the communications mix, but bear with me. The article's main focus was the RNLI. They had a problem. Young people had a lower awareness of it than any other British charity. Donors were growing older, so this problem had to be addressed in order for them to continue their work. Now, most direct marketing campaigns don't start by currying a mystery package to a gig or buying a belt on eBay just to get hold of a delivery address, but that's exactly what the RNLI did. What was also so unusual about this campaign is that there are only 12 recipients. Interestingly though, they were all identified as influential YouTube bloggers, that's video bloggers. The packages were purposely provocative, highlighting cultural stereotypes such as your generation has been branded selfish, ignorant and violent. All of the recipients were invited to go online and post a reply, as if they needed to be asked. According to Proximity London, the agency responsible for the campaign, the videos generated more than 1 million views and 8,000 texts. They reached 11% of 15 to 20 year olds with just 12 packages. Of course, there are disadvantages of using direct marketing. If done carelessly, it can be very expensive and has to cut through all the different piles of mail we all receive. One communications channel used by itself cannot be truly effective, be it direct marketing, advertising, public relations, etc. As this campaign shows, an integrated multi-channel campaign is required to balance the shortfalls of separate individual communications tools, whether it's using digital channels to add an interactive element to direct marketing activity, or using the credibility of editorial gained by public relations to support a skeptically viewed television advert. The genius of this campaign was the selection of key influencers to become brand evangelists, and the methods used to spur their curious nature, an excellent implementation of a call to action. Digital is the voice of today's youth, providing a medium for their opinions to be heard, in addition to adding the fun and interactive element to the campaign. However, as Kim pointed out in her article, although the main medium was a digital platform, catalyst is direct mail. And that's the end of today's podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed listening and come back again next week.